Look, I don't want to bring the tone down, but we are going to have a little bit of a think about death and dying, and specifically wills. Now, I think everyone knows it's fairly important to have a will in place to manage affairs when you've passed on, and also, of course, assets. But we tend to think of physical assets. What about stuff like email accounts? Or what about if somehow you've managed to accumulate a fair amount of Bitcoin currency? How do you allow for people to access these accounts? How do you allow for them to be divided up? Well, it's a little bit confusing, to be honest, and that's why we're talking to Leora Tears. She's a will and estates planning member from Atkinson Vinden Lawyers. Leora, very good morning to you.
Hi, Mick. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for chatting. Now, look, when we're talking digital assets, what are we actually talking about here? I mean, how do we define a digital asset?
Well, a digital asset covers not just things of monetary value that you might have online, such as credits in a purchasing account or hard storage data that you might have. It can also cover sentimental items. So when we use the word assets, it's covering items that you would like to pass on to your family, such as photos or family stories that you store online. And this is something that people often neglect to think about in their estate planning. So it's something that we definitely would like to raise awareness about.
Now, my understanding, and trust me, it is a very limited understanding, is if I were to die without a will, there's actually a fair amount of precedence of how people could go about getting the assets and how they'd be divided up. But I'm guessing there's not so much understanding about what would happen if I died without putting my digital assets into a will.
Well, at the moment in Australia, there isn't any specific legislation to deal with digital assets. So your assets would come under the normal intestacy legislation, which covers someone dying without a will. So, yes, there is a fairly complex procedure that we assist our clients with in actually determining who is in charge of the estate and how is it going to be divided up. But one of the dangers in not preparing for your digital assets is the person appointed to look after your estate might have no idea what you actually owned. And these days, with the decline in paper statements, if someone doesn't have access to details of what accounts you have, they may never actually deal with them, and those may carry on despite what you might have wished to happen for them.
And I imagine there's a complexity there too of if I've not made it clear what passwords are. I know that sounds fairly facile, but, you know, even for an email account, you're not going to be able to recover that if that person who owned it is dead.
That's absolutely right. There are each platform has their own method in dealing with a deceased account holder, although some have not actually put anything in place at all. So by not leaving your own clear instructions, you are leaving it up to the various platforms to decide what's going to happen. Are they going to just shut it down if it's inactive? Is it just going to continue if no one's aware that you've actually passed away? Who's going to access that information? It's definitely something that you need to plan ahead for.
Now, obviously, you know, as I said, you're a solicitor with Atkinson Vinden. I mean, you're clearly sort of on top of this. Do you think that much of the legal community in Australia is getting a better understanding of making sure that clients are aware of this?
I can't really speak for the other law firms, but there is a growing awareness of this issue. And definitely at Atkinson Vinden Lawyers, we make sure that our clients are aware that they have to at least consider what accounts they have and put something in place. It's not enough to simply list your assets such as a house or bank account. Actually sit down and do a digital audit, and you'd be surprised how many accounts you'll come up with when you think of how many online websites you've accessed over the years and what you've accumulated. So just even the process of sitting down and writing it out will help you determine what to do with each one, and that's definitely the role of the lawyer to assist you in figuring out the best way forward.
On the top of my head, I can think of so many, it's not even funny, including a few that I'd probably like to, I guess, end when I end. So is there provision within sort of a will where I could say that actually I want this account deleted or other things like that?
That is what we recommend, that a very carefully worded will that an estate lawyer can assist with would provide clear and direct instructions to the executor of your account, of your estate, as to what you'd like to happen. I mean, one of the worst things you can do for your leaving for your loved ones is to leave a mess. So I think the greatest gift you can give them is a well-organized estate with clear instructions, because clearly they'd be going through enough at that time with grief and having to deal with the nightmare of establishing what you actually wanted and how to go about it is not something that you'd like to leave your family.
Look, I think the other thing that interests me is, let's say that I've accumulated a lot of music through online music services. Now, if I died and that was an LP record collection, it would be very easy for me to pass that on. But in the case of an online music collection, I might not actually even technically own that, depending on the terms of service.
That's exactly right. So it's important to talk to a lawyer to establish what actually will fall into your estate.
Mm.
People assume that they own everything that they have online, but in many cases it's simply a license to access that, and that agreement may end on your death. You may not actually be able to pass that on. So it's important to understand that prior, so when you're making your plan, you can account for that.
Leora, it's complex and there's a lot more to think about, but we will have to leave it there, I'm afraid. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Now, Leora Tias is a solicitor with, as I said, Atkinson Vinden Lawyers. She's actually with the Wills and Estates Planning Team.